from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
NewsTalkZB. Let's get to Megan. A little later than usual, Eric was in a rush. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. Just keeping everyone in suspense that little bit longer.
Exactly. So you've spent 14 hours flying from the Boeing factory direct to Auckland on the brand new Dreamliner 787-9.
I did the delivery flight. And, you know, I didn't probably realise until I was up there at the Boeing party where there was a huge soiree and a band and 100 Boeing employees outside wearing Air New Zealand shirts and stuff, quite how special this is. The world's first model that gets released, there's quite a fanfare. And so it was pretty special to be one of 30 media up there from New Zealand, Australia, China and Japan. And the reason for those other markets is because Air New Zealand's going to start putting it onto those routes in the next few months. And of course, they've got 10. They've ordered 10 altogether. So this is the first of the Dash 9s that flew down on Friday into the glorious Auckland afternoon.
Great. Well, there was a big party and there was a concert in all. Were there only 30 of you on this plane? And how many?
No, there were about 80. So we had, it was dreadfully squished with 80 of us. So big wigs from Air New Zealand, lots of grand poobahs and the media, and then lots of sort of crew technician guys, in-flight entertainment people making sure it all worked. The crew themselves had been up there for a few days practicing, doing flights out to Denver and back, and halfway out to Honolulu and back, okay. Getting themselves used to how it works.
Well, there was plenty of room for me. I could have come and joined you, but never mind.
There was so much room for you, Andrew. I can't begin to tell you, but don't be jealous.
All right, we've only got a minute. So is it the best plane you've ever flown on?
Look, they're calling this a game changer, and I really reckon it is. One thing is, I've only been back since Friday afternoon, flew 14 hours, and I've not had a skerrick of jet lag. And mainly that would be to do with the higher humidity and the lower cabin pressure. Both of those lead to less dehydration. And I did a scientific test with my hair, and it was curly upon landing. So that shows you that that's the fact. It's much quieter, and that also doesn't shake your head then as you are flying. Really is incredibly quiet. And the colours, the lightings and the window shades. Now, I've got tons of photos on the blog so people can go through, have a good old squiz at the pink lighting, the way that there's 5 push-button shades to close your windows, no pull-down shutters anymore. It's all digital.
Wow.
And the in-flight entertainment is like a tablet. You just swipe through with your finger,
yeah.
Call the crew, request a drink any time of the night. And it's absolutely amazing.
And I love the larger windows because I'm a window seat boy and I put my head right against the glass no matter what flight I'm in. What is it, 30% bigger?
30% bigger, so that means that people won't be annoyed by you now because the people that are sitting in the middle of the seat can still see past.
Oh, look, I've seen your blog. I've put a link up on my Facebook page. It looks like a magnificent plane. I'm terribly jealous, but I can't wait to fly in it. When's the first service we could go on? To Perth, isn't it?
October the 15th, out to Perth, yeah. So you can book it then. Yeah. But it'll be sneakily in service across the Tasman as the crew all get used to it. So you might find it on a good day, depending what day of the week you head out to Sydney or something.
Awesome stuff. Megan Singleton on the new Dreamliner 787-9, and her blog is at bloggeratlarge.com, or follow the links from our Facebook page.